Got him on the line. Cecil Joyce, he's a high school sports reporter for USA Today Network. You can follow him on Twitter at Cecil_Joyce. Cecil, thank you so much for jumping on with us, man.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, absolutely. Obviously, we're getting into another Friday night football contest happening all across the mid-state, all across, I guess, a lot of states right now in this country. What game tonight are you going to be at?
I'll be at Oakland at Blackman.
Now, talk to me.
Game of the year in our coverage area here.
Well, I think it's probably game of the year just in the state of Tennessee, probably. Oakland coming in tonight. What's going on with them? Where are they at in this season? And same with Blackman.
Oh, Oakland's ranked number one as expected. They've won 35 in a row. They've won 50 something, I believe, in a row in the region. If that's correct. I mean, they've got a lot of streaks on the line tonight. Blackman obviously has been playing well. They've lost their first game and has bounced back with 5 in a row. Two offenses that are just able to put up a massive amount of points on the scoreboard. I think Oakland's averaging 50 points a game exactly on the season. And Blackman has averaged 46 a game over their last 5. So it's, you know, last year they scored 99 points combined in that game, and it could be more tonight.
Oakland has had some injuries that have been all over the place. I mean, their offensive line have been depleted. They've had some running back issues. They've really just had injuries everywhere. How are they coming into tonight?
Well, quarterback Cade Hewitt's been hobbling some the last week or so. You know, they were off last week, so really not a lot of people really took notice. But he's had a lower leg injuries, I would say. I haven't gotten exactness. I think it's somewhere around the Achilles area. But I haven't been told officially that. He practiced some. He got in some practice this week, so I would not be surprised if he played. But, again, you just never know with injuries like that. So that would be a huge, huge loss if he's not able to play for the Patriots. He's, you know, both a running and throwing weapon for them. So if he does play, I would expect, you know, his ability to run will be taken out somewhat.
Now,
the good news for the Patriots is arguably their best defensive player has been out all year. He's back tonight. And that's Eric Taylor, senior safety.
Mm. Now, obviously, you cover majority of the Rutherford County area. Talk to me a little bit about Riverdale. I saw that you were out there at the that contest last week where they got the win 21-7.
Last night, yeah. Riverdale, it was a defensive struggle. That game was 7-0 Siegel going into the fourth quarter, and then Riverdale really caught fire. Jalen Thompson, a 2024 four-star recruit, had a pick six for 33 yards that broke a score, broke a 7-7 tie, made it 14-7, and Riverdale tacked on a rushing touchdown later. Kind of just wore Siegel out a little bit, but it was a must win for the Warriors. If they lost that game, you know, their playoff hopes would have pretty much been gone.
Talking with Cecil Joyce, you can follow him on Twitter at Cecil_Joyce. Other teams going on right now in the middle state or mid Tennessee area that you're kind of been following? Obviously you're heavy in the Rutherford County area, but has there been any others that have been crossing your list so far?
Well, they're the ones that everybody knows. I mean, Lipscomb obviously is just having an outstanding year and attempts to repeat again as state champions and in D2AA. I think they're arguably the best team in the state in any classification, or NBA in D2AAA could probably make that argument as well. It's a shame that those two won't get to play, or neither one of them will play Oakland this year, because those three teams, I think, are arguably the best in our area. Ravenwood over Williamson County has looked awful good. They lost to Oakland, but it was, you know, really, really good game there. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised if Ravenwood, you know, comes out of the West as a Blue Cross Bowl recipient in that bracket.
In your professional opinion, who would be the best of those three? I mean, that's kind of the three I've been – because we host the show here on WNSR Scoreboard Checkdown. Those are the three teams we talk about the most, Lipscomb, NBA, and Oakland. I personally rank it NBA right now number one, just off strength of schedule, and then Lipscomb, and then Oakland. Do you have any takes on those top threes?
Well, I've obviously seen Oakland. I'm very high on them, but you know they're a lot younger than people, I think, give them credit for. I saw NBA in a scrimmage. I think it was a jamboree-type scrimmage against Smyrna. NBA is very, very loaded. They're very good. Reed at quarterback is outstanding. They've got a lot of weapons there. George's son out on the edge. They're just a really, really, really complete package. But Lipscomb, I think, is the consensus pick. There's just so much talent on that team. And, you know, Dilfer's got that team playing really well right now. And you know, they're nationally ranked in the top, I don't know, 15 maybe.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much talent, it seems like, coming out of the mid-state area right now that it's mind-boggling right now. Has there been any surprise?
We as a group, we do our Super 25 statewide poll every week. And now the consensus, we picked Lipscomb, Oakland, and NBA. That would be in that order.
Okay.
Has there been any surprises that have come out of you so far that you've seen?
Big surprises overall, no, not a lot. There's been some teams that have come on strong lately, especially in my coverage area. Stewart's Creek, I probably would have left them for dead after a week or two of the season, and they're playing really, really well right now. They piled it up last night on Rockville in a game and put themselves in a good position to make the playoffs now. So they've kind of turned this season around a little bit. I think pretty much around the mid-state, it's pretty much what you expect. I don't think there's a lot of teams that shocked anybody at the success they've had. Smyrna at 5-0, that's one of their best starts in program history. But they got a huge one tonight against Cane Ridge. That'll probably determine that region championship.
Cecil, thanks so much for jumping on with us, man. I know we got to you a little late here, but still glad to have you on. Always great stuff there. Give him a follow on Twitter, @Cecil_Joyce. See his work always with the USA Today Network. Cecil, thanks so much for jumping on, my man.
Thank you. Enjoyed it.
Hey, appreciate it, buddy. Good stuff there. A lot of good high school football. What are we, week six now? Crazy.
That's a great question.
I mean, it's it's week
I'll
six.
I'll have an answer
we only
have
four
you
left.
Here at 9:30.
Of course, you'll be able to hear. Yep. Of course, we had our game last night, but then you're going to be able to hear Bruno Reagan, Ray Dosky, Devlin McKenzie later on tonight for the Mid-State Checkdown game of the – or sorry, check that. The scoreboard show. The game of the week happened yesterday. These Thursday games have really just thrown wrenches into everything. It really has become just a huge problem. But – what can you do?